I sometimes pinch myself when I realise I get to work with you because you are a legend of the game of the AFL. You are extraordinary. Your talent is exceptional. I'll never forget when we were at the Western Oval last year and we were just mucking around with some of the Bulldogs players and you barefoot launched a football through the goal square from like, about 60 metres out?
80 maybe.
It was phenomenal. And then to see what you did on the weekend, you were part of Fox Footy's longest kick competition. And if you missed this, everybody, so this was up against Matt Suckling, I mean, Footscray boy, Dustin Fletcher, Bryce Gibbs, Josh Kennedy, Josh Kelly. You were up against all these A-grade footballers. And Fev...
I'm not sure how this made it in the run sheet. I said, don't worry about it. It's not a
no,
big
you didn't. You...
I don't know how this has got in here.
I know. Peek behind the curtain. I was unaware of it. And when I came in this morning, I was very quickly made aware of it. But you came in one. You're the best goal kicker. You got the longest kick, 66.1 metres.
Yes, Boxy. It's a great event. I did it the first year. It's been going for 3 years for Foxtel. And it sort of starts the grand final. It starts at sort of a quarter to ten. And there was literally about 5,000 to 10,000 people along the Yarra. So you got to try to kick across the Yarra, but the wind was blowing, so no one could get it over. And then the big boy stepped up and went bang.
Can we hear it? This was Fev on Fox Footy kicking a monster kick.
He wants a different footy. Give him the footy he wants, please.
Come on, Fevolution.
Launch it, Fev. Launch
Come
it.
On, flag.
Do you want to see Fev kick again?
Yeah!
I think that says it all.
Did you feel it shake?
66.1 metres was the kick. Fev, you are the winner of the 2017 Fox Footy Longest Kick, brought to you by KFC.
Yep.
How good are you? Yep. You're very good.
Yep.
You're very good at everything. It gets a bit annoying as a mate. You got that thing, they call it the Midas touch, and everything you touch turns to gold. But that leg, the thigh, where does it come from? What do you do?
I've still got it, Boxy. I put a lot of my weight behind it, let's be honest. I'm very large.
Well, obviously that works for you.
But I was a bit upset. I didn't get onto it.
What do you mean?
I didn't quite hit it that sweet, but it still went 66.
Are you kidding? You reckon it could have gone further?
No, it didn't really hit the belly of the ball properly. But, there's room for improvement.
Fev, you've still got it. I won't have anyone say a word about you that you're out of form, that you're you're not in good nick. You have still got it, my friend. And you know what? This is, let's celebrate other people who have still got it. What have you still got? I mean, Buzz, you were just saying wonderful, lovely thing about your mum.
Yeah, when I was 18, she came and picked me up from a nightclub and she was getting hit on as she was walking through the club. So
MILF.
She still got it.
And how did that make you feel as your mum was being hit on in a nightclub?
Not great. No. Probably picked up more than I did that night.
Hey, did you like the promo that I had on?
Yeah, you had your Fox FM jumper. Well done.
There was another station behind where the segment was getting done.
Oh, really?
And you bit flat.
I bet, because look at you, the big gun. Hey, I'm still good at some things too, Fev. Thanks for asking.
What are you good at?
I am still a gun yabbier. Like, you give me a net.
Still got it.
Joking. Why are you choking? A string tied to a stick.
Yabby's not hard.
It's technique. I've got the technique. Gun, yeah. I'd started it when I was like 12. Didn't pick up a yabby net for about 20 years. Picked it up. Bang, got yabbies.
Really?
There you go.
Where'd
still
you go
got
to
it.
A yabby farm?
131060. Have you still
We've
got it?
We've all got something yabby. We're good at, Fev. We've all got something.
Can someone please ring up and be better than a yabby?
I was just celebrating you. Now you're supposed to celebrate me back.
You're the best yabbier I've ever met.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
I don't know if you've still got it.
Yeah, because Fev does, and we all knew that anyway. But on the Fox Footy's longest kick competition on Saturday morning before the big GF, he beat Dustin Fletcher, Matt Suckling, Bryce Gibbs, Josh Kennedy, Josh Kelly. You smashed it. 66.1 metre kick.
Big barrel.
You are extraordinary, Fev. I won't have anyone say that you've passed your prime. You have still got it, my friend. You should be playing. You should be, like, I know you play for Melton South.
Melton South.
I know. But you should be playing in the big league.
Yeah, but there's a lot more than just kicking. You have to actually move to
get it. No, just hang out in that forward pocket and let somebody just kick
just
it to
one,
you.
Just one year. You could have won. I'll kick 100. If I played 1 year, I'd probably kick 100.
You could have. If you were in the Tigers, you could have. They could have won by even more goals.
They would have won by probably 100.
You would have smashed it. But you've still got it, Fev. And we did say 13-10-60. Have you still got it, Fev style? Josh.
For all the people that are going to write down that I said I could probably still play, I was joking.
Okay, good. Good disclaimer.
I'm very litigious.
In Doncaster. Hi, Josh.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, Josh. Did you catch Fev's big kick?
Oh, yeah. He did a sweet one.
Isn't he great? He's just so good.
Definitely my favourite Carlton player, though.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, he's everyone's favourite Carlton player.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can I tell you, Josh, how fun it is to work with someone that's so loved and adored?
Oh, it'd be an honour.
It's quite difficult at times, too. But anyway, Josh, what have you still got?
I still know how to play Tekken. Tekken's on PlayStation, so it's like an animated game where it's like Street Fighter, sort of. But I started playing when I was, I don't know, 9, 10 years old.
Mm.
And I'm 27 now, but, you know, I still go into the gaming arcades and whatnot. I still kick, you know, still kick butt.
Never heard of Tekken.
Tekken 1, Tekken 2.
Josh, Fev said he was at Time Zone on the weekend. You weren't doing some Tekken?
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't doing Tekken. I'd go to the pinballs and just swipe the card and let the kids go off. And then then the kids come back and go, I didn't win a toy. And then I go over to the skill tester and pluck out a toy for them.
I don't believe you. I reckon you're on that dancing pad. Dancing pad. Tom Hanks style.
Mate,
on big.
Look how big I am. I'd break that thing. I would.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hey, Fev. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am looking forward to R&B Fridays Live. There's something else that's about to happen that... I have mixed feelings. I wish you well. I've just celebrated you for the past half hour on this show. I just said you won the longest kick for the Fox footy. You're good at everything.
Jet.
I just feel like in our friendship, you're crossing a line. Like, you've got your sport and your footy. You're good at that.
I have got other strings to my bow.
Yeah. You're good at radio. I did a performing arts course and I had dreams of being an actor and that was fulfilled when I got my role on Neighbours.
Yep, been there, done that.
Well, yeah, then you came in and you got a role on Neighbours, which was weird because I was the one. Anyway, so you sort of stole my thunder there.
I did drama at school.
And then you were on in Bonnie Lithgow's Pirates, Peter Pan. You were one of the pirates.
Yep. And did drama at school. Again.
I know, but it's just that, you know, I'd love to be in a musical.
Well, sometimes you don't need to go to uni to do all this stuff.
Well, then.
I didn't go to radio school.
Remember a few weeks ago we had Paulini in the studio, and of course Paulini is playing Whitney Houston's role on The Bodyguard in Melbourne and doing a great job. We are in the studio, and as a joke,
it
was mentioned that you might get up on stage in The Bodyguard over me, which was weird. I was a musical theatre kid. I bet what's going to happen is you're probably going to say to Paulini, can I get in
The
Bodyguard?
You want me in The Bodyguard?
What do you say?
I just said I want to be in it.
I know, and obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Look, I'd love for you to come on. There's a great little part that I think you could play well.
Does it have to be little?
Yeah.
She's joking.
No, seriously, officially, I'm inviting you to come and join us.
What about that little, it'd have to be little from you?
Yeah, well, don't give you too much.
That was
a lot
of
your plate.
That was obviously a joke.
Well, Fev, I wish it was a joke. We've had a week off. I've come in today to find out that this Thursday night, apparently you are starring in the stage production of The Bodyguard.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, that's actually happening, Fev.
No.
Yes.
Am I being punked?
No, you're not being punked. Don't get all humble.
Real? It is real.
So I don't know how you've done it, but again, you've decided that you are going to be an actor for whatever reason that is. But, you know, there are other people in the studio that might have aspirations in that area that are being overlooked. Thursday night, I'm going to have to come and see you. So
I've got a bit on Thursday.
Well, so do I. So it's annoying for everyone, let's be honest. But there we go. Fair.
Bodyguard.
Congratulations.
There we go. What a resume I'm starting to
get. Really happy for you.
What's next?
Fair, what, Buzz, have we got a song? What are we going to next?
I've got some ads.
What's next for me?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Gee, finals fever. It's still around, Fev, and I love that. You know, I almost want the whole week should be about celebrating Richmond and now Melbourne Storm too. Melbourne's on fire. And the Tiger Army, look, it was wow. There's so many things to love about this. And you and I personally, you've got your mum who's a Tigers fan who
was very upset.
I love that.
Yeah. I gave her a bit of a call on the way home because I had to host a day at the Royal Melbourne Hotel. And on the way back, I sung her the song.
Yeah.
She was crying. That. Yeah. Well, she was very upset.
See, my half my family, my dad, my older brother, oldest brother and I are all Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. And my mum and my other brother, Cameron, are Tigers. So when we won, the Bulldogs won last year, it was that sort of bittersweet because half the family were Tigers. And it was like, oh, you guys are never going to win one. Like, honestly, like, we're lucky we got ours.
How
and
did then, Pearl go? Did she go off? She
yeah,
like a, she
I
have
watched
an English
it with
tea?
Pearl. Yeah, no. She was not coping. My brother's, though. My brother, he's an MCC member.
We had to line up.
He lined up from 4:30 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, wow.
So he sat there all overnight. My other brother joined him at about 2:30 and ended up like two rows behind.
Smart.
It's like, God, you could have had about 6 hours sleep. But no.
So he didn't go with him.
No, they went separately.
No, like, so he went at 4, but if I was, I would make Jace do that.
Yeah.
And then I'd go at 2:30 and go, hey, bro.
No,
understand
you can't push in.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
With your
There's
brother.
Rules. That's the code. Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah,
well, sorry, I'm not an MCC member.
No, but that's a Q code. You can't just push in.
If your brother does the time, though.
Okay, yeah, you raise a good
family.
Point. I'll take that up with him later. Yeah. I'll let him enjoy the premiership win, should I?
Yeah, you'd
but
let
it,
him win
it. It's watching people, you know, and I heard, in fact, Waleed Ali, who, you know, everyone knows from the project.
He would have gone off.
I can't wait to see him tomorrow. But he said something really interesting, and it's true, because when you watch people celebrating and crying, and you think, gosh, people are saying it's the best day of their lives. And the point he made was, you know, there are things you expect in life. You expect that maybe you'll fall in love and get married, and there's a probability you're going to have children. And these are things that are almost happen to you if you want them to happen. But being a Tigers supporter, you just thought you'd be denied that your whole life. You're never going to get a grand final going through the last 30 years of struggling. And that's why I think it's so exciting, because it's something that you never thought you'd get.
Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of stuff online, and there was a guy, I think the son was 36, the same age as me, and obviously when your dad barracks for a team, you get pushed into that team, so he's a Tiger supporter. And throughout his whole life, he's like, Dad, why would you make me barrack for Richmond? Because they've been the butt of everyone's joke. They always finish ninth, you know, they've choked. They never make it. Haven't played a final. I think my best mate, Chris Newman, is the longest serving player when he was playing. I think he played 236 games without playing a final. That's
amazing,
a lot. That's a lot of years. And he captained. And he went through all the crap. And then now they've won.
Oh.
22 year retired. It's like, So I sent him a text. But the guy said they were both crying, the father and the son.
Yeah.
And he said, this is what it's made it worth it.
Oh.
Barracking for Richmond for so long. And that's what makes it beautiful. Like Carlton last won one in 95, but they made it 99 when I was there, but we lost. But if they said 2000, that's 23 years. It's a long time.
It is.
So, mate, if Carlton win one, Buzz.
Oh.
I'll probably have to give you the cup to the.
You probably will.
No.
But 30-10-60. If you're a Richmond fan and you still, you know, this was the fairy tale ending, and I, as a Bulldog fan last year, I milked it for a week. This is your chance to milk it. Let's keep loving Richmond. Let's share the love. Have you got great stories about your family? What did you get up to? Were you one of the people who was out on Swan Street?
On taxis.
Because I know, but I love the fact that they asked the cops, can we shut off the street? And the cops have said no. And then that's people power. People just spilled out of the pubs and went, we're shutting the street down, guys. No
Shut it down for 2 days.
It's incredible. Tiger fever. Maybe just finals fever. I mean, if you'd like to just call in and say that you won your local grand final on the weekend. They've been playing?
Nah, it's all over.
Oh, it's
or
all,
if you're an Adelaide supporter, how does it feel like to lose?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We're celebrating all things yellow and black. The Tigers, the fairy tale win on the back of the Doggies win last year. It feels right. It feels great to be part of AFL. What a culture. What a town. And to see Richmond. Why are you laughing at me?
Just how you get the Doggies in there.
I know.
You're not reigning Premier anymore.
I know. Yeah, I am aware of that. But I'm happy. I am actually happy to pass it on to the Tigers, because if there was another team that deserved
it.
Yeah, thank you. As much. No, and you know what? In all honesty, I reckon I'd like to see Melbourne get up now and the Saints. I'd love St Kilda to get a premiership. Yeah, but you had so many for a while there.
Do you know how many St Kilda's won?
Like none?
One.
One, yeah,
66
no.
by a point.
See, I want the Saints to get up next, if I'm to be honest. So I just think it's – I like sharing it around. Remember that when just West Coast and Sydney kept winning and Hawthorne? Like, I was like, yes, okay, we get it. You've had your bit. Now pass it on. So we're not letting the love for the Tigers die. We're keeping it alive. Sheridan in Keysborough. Hi, Sheridan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Sheridan. You're a Tigers fan.
I am, since I was born. So my whole family's Tigers fans, and of course, like, I was dad's little girl, so I just followed what dad went for, and then my uncle goes for him, so that's how my dad followed. And no, it was an amazing weekend. No one ever thought at the start of the year that Richmond will win the cup, so it was amazing. Had a good weekend. My little brother even got the dusty haircut when we got into the finals. So no, it was amazing. It was well deserved for the boys.
Sheridan's family sounds a little bit like mine, Boxy, and it hurt me yesterday. It hurt me on Saturday. So Lulu's a Richmond supporter now.
She's just started?
No, she started before this, and I keep trying because she loves Dusty.
Okay.
Everything Dusty. Like, is Dusty going to be there? You've met Dusty. We saw Dusty here. You've done this with Dusty.
Okay.
Everything's Dusty. And then when Dusty walked out yesterday at Punt Road and he dabbed, she's like, oh, my God, he dabbed. Like, it's just, they just resonate so well with the kids. Loves Alex,
because so
Alex doesn't barrack for a team because she's never, because her dad was English. She loved the whole cricket.
She so would have been a bit pro Carlton for a while.
No, doesn't care.
Right, okay.
She never really went to watch. She did go in she'd go in where all the girlfriends and wives, and they'd have beers and wines or whatever they had. And I'd get in the car and I'd go, hey, Schnooksy, how did you go? Did you watch? She goes, yeah. See me kick that goal from the boundary? Yeah. Did you kick one from the boundary? Never watched. They all just love going over champagne. So she goes, I'm going to be a Richmond supporter.
Oh, nice.
Lucky Len said that she's going to stay with Carlton. But Mia's going out with a St Kilda player, so she's sort of St Kilda.
Yeah.
I'm losing the
You're
tribe.
You're losing them. Karen in Narre Warren. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how you going?
Karen, now, this is not a good day for you.
Oh, you're Adelaide supporter?
No. Yes.
Karen, how are you travelling? Look, you've got to share the love. You're going tough? Are you doing it tough?
It's just still actually a bit of a state of shock that happened on Saturday. I guess all year they've kind of, when they were on, they were on. But then they had a couple of games that they kind of weren't all there. And I honestly think we played our grand final the week before.
Now, Kazza,
against Geelong.
Kazza, how does it feel to have so much expectation, so much promise? You finish on top of the ladder, you're untouchable in Adelaide, and then come to Melbourne and go.
Pfft. Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? It's really disappointing. But I love them. I love my boy so much. So I'm still proud of them for getting there. And I just wish we could have taken it out. But the Storm won, so that's really good.
Well, what do you think went wrong, Kazza? What do you think went wrong?
It's like they just didn't believe in themselves. And I think that Richmond just knew their play and they just shut them down, because all the really good guys that normally fire, they were just shut down completely. So I think Richmond, look, I like Richmond. I'm happy for Richmond. I honestly wish that the Crows had got up. But you can't be upset that Richmond did, because they seriously deserve it. But I don't know, the boys, it's just like they lost all their belief.
I reckon Don Pike, the Adelaide coach, will give Kazza a call and put her on the coaching staff. She nailed that.
Hey, Fev, can I have a shot at that? Can I ask me why I think that Richmond won?
Why do you think Richmond won?
They attacked the ball harder than the opposition. Did you like that?
Play a song. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Buzz. You're new to the team.
Thank
first
you.
Day.
It's probably his last day if Byron comes back tomorrow. Not that we don't want you to stay,
ouch,
Buzz.
Oh,
no,
ouch,
no, no, no. You've done an amazing
ouch.
Job. And let's be honest, if Byron continues to take days off, Buzz, I mean, Fifi, Buzz and Fev, Byron, who's on this team?
That was an ouch moment. But that's okay. And Mondays are my favourite day, Buzz, because I get to flick through the Woman's Day and the New Idea. And everything that's in that magazine is so true. It really gets me. So I get on the couch at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I open up the pages, and my co-host Fifi Box every week will be in one or the other.
Yeah.
This week she's in both. This week she's in both. She's having an affair, I think, and flirting. Are you flirting? Is that what it says?
That is rubbish.
Well, that's what it says, top goss.
Okay.
You're fighting over your trainer, you and Danny Minogue. You're having a fight.
Over Scuba Steve? Let me have a look
Scuba
at that.
Scuba Steve. Fifi and Danny fighting over Cheyenne's husband.
Well, Shayna Blazer's husband, Scuba Steve. A couple of things. That is a very inaccurate article for a few reasons. It's a very professional relationship that Danny and I both have with Steve. He trains
us. You've just taken over my little rave.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to hear about the truth. I want to talk about what's in here. No, let's be honest. You're personal training. Please, people, don't put photos of her in there and saying that they're flirting. That's her trainer.
He's opened the car door for me. That's just chivalrous.
And then poor Danny's in there having a little bit of a, I'm not sure about that, but that's a little bit of a.
No, that's just a side kiss. That's a side kiss. Silly, silly.
But in the other one.
Oh, dear.
In the other one. It says box seat. And you're standing there next to one Russell Brand who says he's very fond of you. And I think we've got a bit of audio to play also where he spoke about you on the project.
I think my favourite Australian, Ned Kelly. Second favourite, Rod Laver. Number three in the great Australians, Fifi Box.
You really seem to spread your favourite Australians out.
Yeah. But our consciousness, yours and mine and Fifi Box's and Ned Kelly's, is all one thing, experiencing external phenomena.
Been an absolute pleasure. As always, we will say hi to Fifi Box for you. Would you please thank Russell Brand?
Now, Russell, he's got some issues. You were third.
Yeah, what's...
You should be one.
No, Ned Kelly, he's a bit more famous.
Rod Laver?
Well, he's got a stadium named after him. I haven't got a stadium named after me yet.
Well, you've got Wonga Park.
The Wonga Park Open, there is that.
Now, what's happened here, Boxy?
What do you mean? Nothing's happened. He's just been on the project and he said that he likes Ned Kelly and Rod Laver and maybe me.
Why is he like you? Did you interview him?
Yeah, I've interviewed him a few times. We're mates.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, we had last week off to celebrate the school holidays with our kids, and I did something I was so excited about because Trixie's now four, and I, as a kid, loved going to the Royal Melbourne Show. The show was everything to me. I loved the show. Show bags. I used to go on the chairlift. Where's that gone, by the way? P.S. Melbourne show organisers. I missed the chairlift.
The chairlift.
Remember there used to be a chairlift and you could go... Anyway, I'm sure that happened once upon a time.
I remember the Gravitron. Spewed on.
Yeah, I know, the Gravitron. Worst That's ride not ever. There, is it?
No, it's the worst ride ever.
Now, I finally went and can I just say, hats off to the organisers of the Royal Melbourne Show.
Disguised?
That was... What do you mean, did I go disguised? I wore a hat and glasses.
You wouldn't have gone
like that. Yeah. Pretty much. What do you think I wore like
remember when you dressed up for that date?
No, I didn't go like that. I went that was as horrific. I was. But as I was saying, I think the organisers of the Royal Melbourne Show did a fantastic job because I haven't been since I was about 12. And it's better than I just think it's an exceptional event and great for kids.
Take tricks.
I loved it. Took tricks. And I can't tell you how much I loved everything. Getting the fairy floss, getting the Cupid doll. Taking her on the... Did the animals, all the animals running around.
That's my favourite bit.
I love that. I mean, it terrified her though. Because,
did it?
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid and you just sort of used to look through the chicken wire.
Yeah. There you go in.
There you go in and the goats are running around and tricks and screaming. And yeah. A lot of this happened. Mummy, can we go now? Can we leave? Darling, get in. I'm loving it. Mummy's loving it. You need to love it too.
Show bags.
Well, see, this is the funny thing because she's only four.
Ooh.
She doesn't really get the idea of a show bag, but I don't like what was really funny was I'm going through with my pram and that pavilion is chockers.
Oh my God, it's packed.
And she doesn't even know what she's getting. She's not interested, but I'm going, excuse me, I need the My Little Pony one. It's over there. Let me through. I've got to go and get the Blaze and the Monster Machines because she loves that show. And I'm just giving her these bags and she's looking at me like I'm crazy.
But then did she look in and go, wow.
Yeah, she did get excited.
Yeah, now she's hooked. Now you're gone.
And the only thing is, and I must say this, now that I've got a child and now they're actually up and about and doing stuff because the baby toddler stage, really, she's just coming to my things.
Yep.
Gee, kids are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Try having three of them.
I don't know how you do it. I was looking around me thinking, how are we all here with kids and we've still got money in our wallets? Because everything.
It's a house. They're like a
when
mortgage.
When I went to the show, show bags were $5. They're $28 now.
There's a $35 one.
That's
the world's greatest show bag. It's got that much crap in it, but you buy it.
Because it's the world's greatest show bag. But even I went through this thing where I bought tickets for the rides, like the little kids, because, you know, there's the kids carnival. Yeah. But the funny thing was, so I bought a book because it was cheaper. I was like, I'm just going to get this book and it's cheaper. No, she only wanted to go on one ride. I'm forcing her on rides. Mummy's paid for this. We go. She's like, I don't want to go on the flying elephant. You're going on the flying elephant, darling. Pop on. And then I'd get to the front and I'd go two to get on this. And they're like, no, you're an adult. You can't get on it. Well, sweetheart, you're going on twice now. Good luck.
Even driving in, car park, $20.
25.
25. It's gone up again. Then to walk in to pay for everyone. So there'd be me, Schnooksy, and the three kids. There's whatever. And you haven't even gone in yet. And you're like, ooh.
It's scary how much money.
Couple of pineapples down, Buzz.
13,
we
10,
might take
60.
Them today, actually.
Well,
is it good or what?
I loved it. Honestly,
it finishes tomorrow.
I highly recommend it. But once you've bought everything, I don't know how you like, basically, that's her holiday. We're not going away at the end of the year now. That's all money spent at the show. 13, 10, 60. How much money have you spent on your kids? And, like, if you've already had a week of school holidays, where are you up to in the budget? Have you blown it? Why is everything expensive?
Oh, mate, I've been buying this slime for the kids, and all the mums will understand that the kids have got this slime. I spoke about it earlier this year.
Yeah.
It's a craze, and it's crazy, and it's annoying, and there's slime everywhere, but they need the glue, the saline, the shaving cream, the baking soda. It's a nightmare, Boxy.
So that's your afternoon today?
Mate, that's been my afternoon all week. And my morning, and my night.
You should definitely go to the show. Do that today.
Yeah, but I'll get,
I've got some spare ride tickets. You should take them and pay me for them.
I get hassled.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Now the mother of a four-year-old, I realise that school holidays are a very expensive occasion.
They are. They're so expensive.
I didn't realise. Like, prior to her getting to this age, it really was quite cheap and inexpensive having a kid, but now everything costs. And that day at the Royal Melbourne Show, as much fun as it was, and I think it's a great event to take your kids to, gee, it's sexy. At the end of the day,
it hits the pockets hard, Boxy. And I always, because you're on school holidays, so you don't want the kids sitting at home and being bored. And I'm one of those dads that, can we do this? Yep. I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
So you always look for something to do, but it always costs so much money.
I know.
Is there stuff out there you can do for free?
That's a good point. 13, 10, 60. What can you do for free?
There's going to be some stuff out there that's really good.
Do you know what? I went to Dyett's Falls yesterday. I went
for
a walk.
I've had a lot of Dyett's that have fallen. Don't you worry about that.
It's over this, in Fairfield near the boathouse. Went for a lovely walk and Trixie was on her bike. That's great.
Where's
that
Fairfield?
Was free. You know, Abbotsford, Alphington.
Oh, yeah.
Some around there. Katrina and Gisborne.
I think I'll give that one a miss.
Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Katrina, how much money have you spent on your kids this holiday?
Well, the Melbourne show, we tried to do it cheap, so I got online and got the early bird tickets so that we could get the RACV discount and tried to do it all kind of on the, you know, the savings way, and it was still for two kids was $350 for two rides and one show bag each.
Wow. So you tried to Audi it. And didn't work.
We tried to, yeah, I tried to get in early with the tickets and save on the tickets and then, you
What's
know.
What's it cost to get in?
I think it was $100 for the four of us.
Wow.
And then it was $250 for one show bag each, the two rides for the kids. We went on the Ferris wheel alone, cost us $32. Just to go on the Ferris wheel.
Well, kids, if you're listening, we're making slime today.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Hey, this is an unfortunate incident for a friend of mine. So she's just leading up to summer, thought, you know what, I'm going to go to Weight Watchers. I've broken up with my boyfriend, want to get really, you know, look fabulous for summer and maybe show him what he's missing. And so
bikini
she's,
body.
Yeah, she's aiming for that. So she's rocked up at Weight Watchers and as she's walking in the door, coming along the footpath is her ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend. Like, honestly.
Timing.
How is that? What? That is so unfair.
Did like, she go she in? Was,
yeah, she's devastated, destroyed. Tried to do the thing where I'm not really, I didn't see you, but you saw me, but they totally saw each other.
Awkward.
And there's something about when there's a breakup and you've been dumped particularly. Why? And I don't know why I assume that this might just be girls, but maybe guys feel the same way, Fev. I don't know whether you can relate to this, but I know there's that feeling that when you see them next, you've got to be looking your absolute best. And I remember years ago, one of my first boyfriends, he broke up with me and I was gutted. Like it took like a full year to get over him. And I remember I was going through a bit of a bad patch at uni. And when I say bad patch, you know, just when you're at uni, No, sorry, Fev. Nope, when you, I was in that uni phase where you just sleep all day.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd have a week where you just wouldn't go and you just sleep and then stay up all night with your friends and then you just sleep all day.
So like work?
Pretty much, yeah. Like this. Anyway, I remember one night I was at home and it was like midnight and I went, oh, I just really want some ice, cookies and cream, connoisseur ice cream.
Yum.
And I went, oh, go to the 7-Eleven on the strip corner. But I just couldn't be bothered putting clothes on. And I went, oh, who cares? I'm in my pajamas, my Ugg boots, looked a mess, no makeup, pimply, the lot. Walked into the 7-Eleven and my ex-boyfriend and his mates came in because they'd just been to a nightclub. And I just, it was unthinkable. I was just devastated.
So like, you brought two tubs?
Yeah. I went home and binge ate, emotionally ate, couldn't cope with that humiliation. That's,
I haven't really saw an ex, seen it, well, saw, that's really good English. Haven't really seen an ex, Boxy. I do remember one ex who was a good chick, but she did get married on this show back in about 10 years ago. 12 years ago.
What, the breakfast show?
Yeah,
that was
the breakfast
on air at the
show
time.
Was on air at the time. Yeah. And they got married nude.
Get out. And that was your ex-girlfriend?
That was my ex-girlfriend. She got married nude on air. And they rang me, the co-host, and said, would you like to come to the wedding?
And did you?
No.
No, you wouldn't think so.
No. I've already seen her nude.
10-60. Where did you run into an ex? How bad was it? Was it as bad as these stories? Or maybe it was good. Maybe you actually, it was successful and you did rub their noses in what they were missing.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We were talking about run-ins with exes, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend. Maybe it was somewhere you didn't want to see them. It's often the worst, like I said, when you leave the house and you go, I'm just going in my tracky dacks and my Uggies and no makeup and you see an ex and you go, no. It's horrible. It's horrible. Fev?
Yeah, I get the same thing when I don't put any makeup on. I go, I often wear my Uggies out and my tracksuit.
You do, actually.
That's my normal work kit. So,
well, that's because you've got a beautiful woman who stands by you and loves you for who you are.
And when I get home and she's sitting there, she goes, oh, did you wear that to work? That was early. It was early, huh?
It is. It's always early.
Better than the last girlfriend who got married nude.
Yeah, you're
spoke
right.
About her earlier.
I'm surprised you did, actually.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was 10 years, 12 years ago.
Long time ago. Mm. Shannon in Oakley. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Shannon. Did you have an awkward run-in with an ex?
Yeah, so me and my ex-boyfriend actually planned a trip to Europe together, and then about a month before we were planning to leave, we broke up, and I was like, oh, I'm still going to go, like, you know, what are the chances of us running in together? Europe's obviously a big, big place. And then I was on a ferry to Paris, and I've looked up and made eye contact with my ex-boyfriend who was on the same ferry.
Oh, no
way. I mean, Shannon, yeah. It's not just a country. Europe's a continent. Like, the chances of that are so... You know what, Shannon, we do a segment on Friday called Is It Amazing? And that is amazing.
And I'm going to peel it back a little bit. So, Shannon, so you booked it together. So that means you would have flown together.
Well, we were supposed to fly together, but then all this stuff happened with our breakup. So I changed my flight.
Smart.
Yeah, because I was like, I do not want to be on the
Shannon,
plane with him.
I don't want to alarm you, but I think I know what happened.
Oh, here we go.
No, Feb, you were sort of close to the mark. He has stalked you and followed you everywhere. That's why he was there.
So he's
a
pap.
To be quite honest, I wouldn't put it past him.
That's what's happened. He stalked you on the ferry. Oh, Shannon.
Did you go on any Kentucky tours?
I went on a top deck tour, actually.
obviously, he wasn't stalking because that wouldn't have ended well. Well done, Shannon.
No,
thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Shannon. No, the top deck tours, they're
never
not...
Never been on one.
Well, they're not what you're thinking. Kentucky tours are the everyone
never
get
been
it
on. That's
a, the
just,
top deck tours
like Tinder,
are
live.
Just literally just touring cities on a double-decker bus.
Is
you can't... You don't get jiggy
Kentucky's
with it on the top
like
deck.
A Tinder live, isn't it?
Well, apparently.
There's just no phones.
I've never
you
been
swipe,
on Kentucky
go...
tours. Or you just point at people.
It's like a menu.
I certainly on a Kentucky tour would be reluctant
like a sushi
to use
train.
The toilet on the bus. I'd be very reluctant to use that.
A toilet on a bus?
Yeah, that's what it is. It'd be a Kentucky bus.
Isn't it a bus?
Have you been on a Kentucky tour
no,
bus?
No, I haven't.
Anyway, good chat. See you tomorrow.
See ya.